Welcome to Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, how podcasting fits into the computers and writing classroom. Episode 4, Rethinking the Old and New Ways, Arrangement and Style. Welcome to Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, how podcasting fits into the computers and writing classroom. A multimodal project exploring podcasting as part of the writing class. You are listening to episode 4, Rethinking the Old and New Ways, Arrangement and Style. This is a 7-episode podcast series with an interconnected web text published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. A full transcript of each episode is available on the website and in the lyrics field of this MP3 file. I am Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie, your host for this series and a senior usability research analyst for the Home Depot website. I am also a podcaster with a variety of podcasts, including Screen Space, a podcast about creating usable, accessible, effective, and efficient web, blog, and digital media design for the everyday and non-expert designer. In this episode, I continue my discussion of rethinking the old and new ways by exploring the next two parts of the rhetorical canon, arrangement and style. Without further ado, let us begin episode 4. Arrangement. Arrangement is the second canon to consider and reconsider with podcasting. Arrangement, the order of discourse, is impacted by the media of podcasting, as media and genre generally impact each other. The first thing to consider is whether podcasting is a genre and if there are subgenres. Since podcasting is so young, this may be hard to fully determine, but this is a good issue to bring up in class with students. Class discussions on podcasting as a genre often seem clearer to students than the analysis of print genres. Many podcasts are quite different from other audio texts, such as radio shows, and certainly different from text and non-audio forms, such as blog posts, memos, emails, and so on. In addition, there are a variety of podcast and podcast types that may lead to some interesting discussions as to what counts as genre, media, and category. Walsh and Lafferty list 18 podcast genres, with the last genre, other genres. These 18 include educational, gaming, music, news, politics, couple casts, comedy, religion and spiritual, called God casts, and interviews. While many of these have genre-specific aspects, such as content arrangement and other features that allow them to be categorized, many podcasts integrate components that may be found in a variety of these podcast genres. In addition, listening to an assortment of podcasts, especially from a variety of categories, students may analyze an array of arrangement methods. They may consider the commonalities of arrangement in their chosen categories, but also consider what works well in other categories and why these differences exist. For example, should they include a pre-intro, which is episode-specific information such as date, an episode title to let the listener know which episode she's listening to before she invests more time in the episode, and in case she does not have access to a screen to see this information, or maybe an intro, which is an approximately 45-second introduction to get the listeners hooked and introduce the topic, or an outro, the closing information, which includes email addresses, website URLs, Creative Commons license information, closing saying, source and transcript information, and so on. Students who consider and reconsider the canon of arrangement in writing podcasts have some of the same arrangement issues as a typical text, such as which point to put first, second, third, and the genre conventions. But podcasting offers other arrangement considerations. Deciding whether to include music may be more of an invention area, but where to include it is an arrangement concern. Should they start with music, have musical transitions, end with music, put music after the title segment? These additional arrangement considerations seem to also make the students more aware of traditional arrangement considerations and often results in a more thoughtful arrangement of their podcast texts. In addition, students seem to take this awareness and deeper consideration of arrangement to texts and other media, resulting in improved arrangement skills. While students may easily relate the third canon, style, and podcasting back to rhetoric's roots, style is one of the more difficult concepts for many of my students to grasp with written texts. Style has, at times during the history of rhetoric, only been considered simple ornamentation, and many students see it this way and not as the deeper artful expression of ideas appropriate to one's purpose. Many of my students attempt writing in an academic style, with big words sometimes selected through Microsoft's Word's thesaurus, long sentences, and passive voice, which results in something that is not fun to write, read, or grade. However, the questions of how it will be said becomes quite literal when the students are speaking their text. Suddenly, the spoken text issues of style, such as dictation, accents, jargon, word choices, expression, and speed, come into play. As both pathos and ethos are key when considering style, students begin to think about how an accent may give them pathos but decrease ethos, or vice versa, or even increase or decrease both. They consider how jargon may give them ethos with some audiences and decrease it with others. As their audience is no longer just the instructor, and possibly because they hear how ridiculous their academic written style sounds when spoken, students reconsider style in new and often interesting ways. While this is usually done more subtly, I've had two obvious examples of style choices among my student podcasts. Both my examples involve the artful use of accents. The first is a more serious use. A graduate student created a podcast critiquing web design of St. Martin websites. As a native of St. Martin, the Dutch southern half of the island of St. Martin, she used her native dialect for the podcast, which is quite different than the normal American dialect she used in class. This use of her native dialect and accent gives her additional ethos, especially with her St. Martin audience. Here's a short example of her podcast.
Welcome to St. Martin, Access Denied, a view and critique of St. Martin's web design. You are with Nikisha Hines. I am a graduate student at Georgia State University. I am currently pursuing a master's degree in English with a concentration in advanced composition and rhetoric. There will be three parts to this podcast. Today is June 2nd, 2009. This is episode 1 of 3.
My second example is two undergraduates in a senior seminar. For this class, pairs of students were given 1 week during the semester and had to create a week in review podcast covering their week. Their audience was mainly the class, but they knew these podcasts would be posted on iTunes University afterwards. The Style 1 pair, Brent Jones and Arch Woodard, applied to their week in review was pirate. They spoke like pirates, renamed everyone in the class with pirate names and gave us positions on the good ship Kairos, and made several pirate references while discussing what we covered that week, which was arrangement and style. They certainly applied a style that was not traditionally academic, yet they successfully met the assignment goals and created what was probably the favorite week in review podcast among their classmates. It was certainly one of the most memorable. This is a short example of their podcast and how they integrated pirate with rhetoric.
Ahoy, ye scurvy mates. Today's Wednesday, October 15th. Welcome to Podcast at Sea. This is Archie Woods, first mate of the Kairos 4320, an international seabearing vessel capable of navigating to not just any place, but any time on the globe in a matter of 1 hour and 15 minutes. This ship, captained by Dr. Jabo, has a crew near a dozen. Throughout our week at sea, we ponder and discuss the meaning of being rhetorical citizens.
Oi, what are you dragging on about, A.W.? Stop your rambling before your listeners walk right off the plank.
What? What are you doing here, deckhand? Can't you read the sign? No disturbing the first mate while in the recording studio.
With both these examples, their strong style choices would not have been clear or perhaps not even noticeable in a typographic-based text. Because they were podcasting, they could play with diction and accents in ways writing print text does not allow. In both cases, they made complex style decisions for their purpose and strengthened their arguments because of this. Both podcasts would have been fine without the accents and dialect, but these reinforce the text immensely and connect to the audience through ethos and pathos. By making extreme style choices in these texts, these three students opened up their style choices in their writing. By allowing and encouraging different, even radically different styles, we may allow our students to play with and, not coincidentally, learn about style in ways the written academic argument does not easily allow. In both my examples, I did nothing to encourage these radical styles, and only in the undergraduate class did we specifically discuss style. These styles came about through the students' own rhetorical decision-making process. I plan to use them as examples in future classes to see how other students consider and reconsider style after listening to some of the effective options used previously. This concludes Episode 4, Rethinking the Old and New Ways, Arrangement and Style. Join me for Episode 5 when I wrap up rethinking the rhetorical canon with memory and delivery. If you missed it, do check out Episode 3, where I begin discussing the rethinking of the old and look at invention. In Episode 6, I move on to rethinking other writing skills, and in Episode 7, I wrap the series up. Don't forget the introduction in Episode 1 and the review of literature in Episode 2. These are all, of course, part of the multimodal text, Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, how podcasting fits into the computers and writing classroom. Full reference information, transcripts, and links are available in the web text and also in the lyrics field of this MP3. All student samples in this podcast were used with full permission. The music used in this podcast is Six off Ghosts 1 by Nine Inch Nails, which is available under an attribution, non-commercial, share-alike Creative Commons license. This text is licensed under a Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, share-alike 3.0 United States license. Rights to the student samples are reserved by their authors. Please give me, Jennifer L. Bowie, and Kairos credit. Don't make any money off of this, and share any derivative works. Thanks for listening.